Brandon Palmer. How are you doing, buddy?
John Graves. Fantastic.
Man, I'm tripping. I've been having a great time this past weekend. Absolutely awesome time. I might be back in the river sooner than later.
It's pretty fun, isn't it? Especially
yes,
when it gets to these dog days and the
oh my god,
that largemouth bite just dies. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you got like a 1 hour window all day.
You're right.
These river smallies, they don't die.
No, they go all day, don't they?
Yeah, you can, and when they're not biting, you can always, you know, muster up some drum. Go around here, yeah, we'll call them drum.
Yeah,
black drum.
There's a really funky name to that fish. I'll think of it before the podcast is over. Might have to research it, but it's a really funky name to that particular fish, the drum. I think those things will like talk at you.
They're fun. They're fun.
They want to say something.
But that's just another bonus of the river.
Right.
Even if, you know, you get to catch like everything in the river wants to eat. It's kind of like the salt water of the lower 48. You know, everything in there is mean. It's always hungry. And they're just savages.
Yeah.
On the line.
Yeah.
You think about, like, even the little ones there. You got gar, muskie.
Yeah. You can catch all those species in one day.
One day.
Right.
It's good stuff.
First thing I caught Friday with the tournament, once I got myself together, was a channel cat.
Slimed your whole line
it
up.
It just rolled it up. Blah, blah. Just kept rolling, rolling, rolling. Fun little fight for about maybe 15 seconds. And then you see that little white trashy belly just come sticking up over. And
they hit it hard at first. And I mean, they just... But after, like...
Yeah.
It just goes into, oh, okay.
Yeah, dang.
All right.
Here we go. It's my turn.
It's not...
Now, I got out today. I went out early this morning. Same spot. Same bat channel. And just fell in love with it so much, that little spot. So, I actually caught a largemouth bass today.
Ooh.
But it was like 7 inches.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a little smallmouth, right? I'm like, oh, you feisty little... Nah, it's a largemouth bass.
They're in there.
I had no clue.
Not many, but they're in there.
There's got to be some big ones in there.
There are. A guy that I fly fish with on the Little Miami, my buddy Boone, he caught like a, it was like a 4.5 pound largemouth out of Halls Creek, like, was it last year?
Wow.
I think. That's big.
Yeah. Well, you know, I caught my personal best largemouth in like 7 inches of water.
Where?
With East Fork.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Twin Bridges, yeah. Ramp right there. Head up to that first little current, and she's probably no longer there. She didn't look like she had that much left in her. Old girl. Looked like she went up there just to retire.
Just beat the brakes off.
I hooked her one more time. She had one eye. She was 21 and a half inches long.
Wow.
She was built. Big shoulders on her. Mouth was as big as a Yugo steering wheel. Huge.
So what'd you hook them on in the river? What was your go-to? I saw...
Tube popper. The most
DJ.
Unsuspecting little... Nope. Tube popper. That's what I caught my personal best on up there in East Fork Creek, right? So this thing, it's a Bass Pro Shop item.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen anybody else make it. But the first half of it is a popper. It's got the cup mouth. Right, the center line eyelet, right there in the middle of it. Two eyes on each side of it, red eyes and specifically. Okay, so it's a blackhead popper, two red eyes. Then the back end of the body, it's just shaped like a little cone basically, right? The treble hook is hooked up to the front part, the head, the black part with the eyes. That's where the one treble hook's hooked up to. So the rest of the body is just a cone. You take your favorite tube and you cut the round end off of it and you slip it up on that tube popper. And what I had was the natural goby, the 3.5 Strike King.
That's a good color.
And you know when it is on that black head with the red eyes, it looked just like a little baby smallmouth.
Yeah.
Same blue up underneath that belly.
Yeah.
And that's all I was doing. Pop, 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 pop. Man, it's hitting it. Killing it.
The Berkeley I saw had, I didn't see this color before I went up to St. Clair, but they have this two-tone flatworm, like a 3-something, like a 3.8 inch, I think. It looks deadly. Like you were just saying, it resembles a small two-tone fish. Gotta make it happen next time. But back to your popper. Yeah, I've never seen one.
No, you don't find them around. But Bass Pro Shop does sell them. It's the Bass X, whatever that is.
So what makes it so different than just a regular tube weight?
You know, when it's got a really
erratic... Does it make a sound under the water?
It probably does.
Pushing water away?
Yeah. Boop. So it has that bloop, bloop,
and I guess that's all you need to do is irritate a smallmouth to get it to
just
kill.
Piss it off.
Because a large mouth will be like, I don't want to eat it.
It creates a reaction strike out. Yeah. Every fish that I've ever caught with it, it's a reaction strike. Immediate. So hit it up there, pop it a couple times, bring it back.
Huh.
And it's just usually just really immediate. So you're just getting into that good rhythm. Thanks to that 7-2 spin casting Little Miami Outfitters rod.
All cleaned up
with that
ready.
American Tackle microwave guide on it, the AT3000 spin casting reel. Dude, it was just like sitting in the backyard with you and tossing baseball back and forth, as easy as pie. You know, and you have to get in that rhythm. And to be honest with you, that's what saved me. Friday, that's why I eked out a fifth place. Two reasons I did that.
Two fish.
Those two fish were actually two reasons. But I didn't make a very big rookie mistake. Do you know what that was?
You didn't have boat plugs, so you covered there.
Right. That's a big rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Right? Especially when you're sharing a cabin.
Right.
Right? No. I went down my first out of state Kentucky lake. Where were we? Moorhead. We were down Moorhead, Cave Run Lake.
Mm.
Right? It was the Bluegrass Anglers Kayak Tournament, and AJ, I think it was one of his very last before he went to Hobie,
mm-hmm.
right, as a director. Awesome event. Had a great time. But I made a big rookie mistake. Not reading all of the rules, assuming that everything was a 12-inch minimum, because that had been in the prior tournaments. I had 4 or 5 tournaments prior to that, and this is my first going out of state. I'm thinking, oh, well, you catch a fish, it's got to be 12 inches or more. So I caught a 10.5-inch bass down a Cave Run. Threw it back in the water without photographing that thing.
Scoreable fish.
It was a scoreable fish. Didn't find that out until I got back to the captain's meeting, in which that, along with a 14 and a 13 that I caught, I would have been in the top 20 of a really cool tournament, my first out-of-state tournament. And this is when I first met guys like Eric Siddiqui, Kurt Smits was down there, Brian Tacey, all those guys, Burt Goothouse, didn't know any of those guys. I was such a greenhorn. So it would have been fantastic. But I tossed that thing away. Big rookie mistake, okay? Friday, I'm underneath that bridge, and I'm using a tube jig now, just bouncing that thing up and down, and mm-hmm. that little smallie hits it, takes off with it, fighting like the devil. That thing, they're like the spawn of Satan.
Right.
Those things are insane, so I can totally understand the rush that it would be from catching one that was 19 or 20 inches. My God.
Yeah.
You know, this thing was up underneath the kayak.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in that current up underneath the bridge, and I'm bouncing off the pillars. And this little 8-inch, you know, smallmouth's I'm going to die from this thing, you know. So, and right in front of all these people that were watching, the Little Miami Brewery had a whole hillside of spectators. It was fantastic. You know, I could order a breakfast pizza if I wanted to right there. It was an awesome place to sit at a tournament. Wedding music was going on. It was awesome, right? People out drinking White Claws. It was just a fun time. So I'm fighting this little smallmouth, and I get him up. I don't even net him because I think it's not worth it.
Right.
But I get him up, and I'm fighting with him, and he's just all over that iTrack 9 inflatable. If there's one con of the inflatable,
tracks?
No. It has no gunnels.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, you're fighting for your life to keep anything on the deck of that thing. So it's, you got to really have your things together, right? So boom, I've got him squared up. I got that thing like, I got him gripped like an eagle.
Well, yeah,
my claws around that guy, you know, and I'm like, God, he's just looking at me. I put my mouth on my finger down in his mouth, and the damn thing bit me.
Dude, it has happened to me before where a fish is like just pit, and it was a smallmouth.
Yeah, it hurts.
They're vultures.
It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
It just scares you a little bit.
It did, and I kind of went in front of a bunch of people. I was like, you know. But I got him toned down. And I was just about ready to say, dude, you need to be just about 4 or 5 inches bigger and toss him back. But I went in midair as I was getting ready to let go of him, man. I just went, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh,
and I brought him back in and I held him in my lap there. And I started, let me get away from these people now, you know, because they know I got this little fish and I just don't want to make a scene. So I went to the other side of the river there behind the pylon, got him back in the net. Got all my stuff together. So let me just go ahead and take a picture of this guy. This is an oddball kind of tournament. New. I could maybe 10 inches the minimum. Let's see if at least he's 10 inches, right? So I put him down there. Nope, he's 8 1/4 inches. But got the picture anyway.
Right.
Right, well, I'll have it for its and giggles, you know. I'll send it to everybody. Right, so I let him go. Boom. 15 minutes later, I'd see Zach up on the bank. You know, he's doing some TikTok stuff. And I said, hey, man, what's the minimum? 8 inches, man. And I was like, it was that 8 1/4 inch little bass.
That you almost tossed back.
That I almost tossed back that put me in the top five.
And it was, was it a 3-fish limit, right?
I don't even know, man. See, that's how bad I am.
I think it was a 3-fish limit with an 8-inch minimum. I think
it was. It's embarrassing. Better start reading the rules.
Yeah, it's kind of anymore. It's the more you bounce around and start doing different trails, or just any everyone wants to do it different, and every part of the region should do it accordingly to the quality of the fishing.
Right.
But it was the Little Miami can be. Some rain moved in.
That was a tough grind, man. I was lucky.
It brought it up like a foot while you were out there. I don't know if you knew that.
Yep, it did. I could tell by the ramp, obviously, because I cleaned those rocks out. Another thing about the iTrek 9 inflatable and all the inflatables. Man, glass can get on the bottom of those shoes.
Ouch.
You don't know that. You walk on top of these. I imagine this thing's got 3 little pinhole leaks in it. No big deal. Every once in a while you look down and see a little bubble, but you know, it's gonna keep that pump close to the ramp, you know?
Yeah.
But it worked out pretty good. Great. You can find those at Circle Sail and Kayak up in Blue Ash, Ohio, Kenwood Road. They've been there since 1978. Steve Tacy ain't going no damn where. He's starting to fill that place up with pinball machines.
They just work. And roll.
Boom, we're back. For some reason, we just lost communication there. We were like Apollo 13.
Yeah.
We went into silence.
But we found our way back.
We did. Thank
Wouldn't
you
that
for
be crazy?
Your stick control.
Speaking of Apollo 13.
They were men. They were just men.
Could you imagine, though? It's not hide and seek. Like, you can't jump out of a bush and say, ah, they were in...
Nowhere.
No,
gone.
Gone.
There was no chance of survival, no chance of hope,
Where's
no
Earth?
Chance of... Getting
one job.
There was a finite window that they had to keep from just burning up in reentry. That was as thin as a deck of cards.
Really?
And if they did not hit that window that was literally as thin, the nose had to be on that window that was thinner than a deck of cards. If they did not hit that, they would have exploded in space. So in Apollo 13, when Tom Hanks is just sitting there trying to keep his straight, that's what he was doing. He was just manually. Normally, you got redundant systems, computers doing all that, and they just sit back for the ride. Right? Now, this time he had to drive that damn thing. And they're doing like, you know, what, 30,000 miles an hour or so? Maybe.
No pressure.
Faster.
Nah.
Nah. Dude, I freak out sometimes in a fast, swift current.
Oh, they're fun.
Whoa, here we go. All of a sudden, you're up against the pylon.
Yeah.
So there were some folks, and I have to, man, this is a public service announcement, and I think you would agree. I did not only catch a smallmouth today, a nice one, 14-inch smallmouth today, and then that little largemouth. Dude, I caught a fishing pole. And on the end of that big old gnarly fishing pole that looked like it had been down there for 11 years was a big, gnarly treble hook.
Dragging okay. for fish?
It was just buried right underneath the bridge. Lost many years ago. Okay? Here's my public service announcement. As I was sitting fishing around that little area, the current would bring you down on the east side of the Little Miami, along Little Miami Brewing,
yeah,
right to the rapids there, and then all of a sudden you go over to the west side, and that eddy current going back upstream takes you like literally all the way back up past the bridge again.
Right.
So it's like riding Disney World's Pirates of the Caribbean, man.
Tilt the world, man.
It's just, oh, it's awesome. It was effortless, and you're on the Apache helicopter of kayaks, the iTrek 9, right?
If someone was dragging, they deserve to lose that rod.
You know what?
Snagging
Here's
fish.
What scares me. Mothers and fathers were letting their kids...
Swim?
Swim in that stuff.
Probably barefoot, too.
They were in their bathing suits. And also letting these just nice pet dogs... just go chest diving in there. Now, I guarantee it, there's rebarb, concrete, marble, stop signs, refrigerators.
Barrels of bodies. Who knows?
Everything. Hooks. I lost two or three hooks.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know?
Good. I'm good.
Man, don't, dude, don't.
All
folks,
you have to do is walk upstream.
Oh.
Like 5 minutes.
Smooth rocks,
yeah.
Current, beautiful, smooth
Nothing
rocks.
Nothing jagged because it's not the first bridge they probably built there.
No.
So when they blasted all that out, guess what's hanging down there in the surface?
Yeah.
Nothing good.
It's great for fishing. Makes a horrible beach for your kids to get barefooted in.
Yeah.
And glass?
Oh, I know.
Think
of
the glass. Oh, my God, folks, please. It scared me to death. There were 10 kids in that water dump, and just cute little girls,
right.
Little boys hanging out, you know, having a good old time. I'm thinking somebody's going to come up with a treble hook, or they're not going to come up because there's a 60-pound braid down there pulling them into the current.
Yeah, with a hook on it.
With that fishing pole.
Yeah.
That's finally caught something.
Bad news.
No, don't do it, folks. Trust me. And dogs will jump into the water chest first, and by golly, a sharp metal right through the chest. That's why they make those, like, for duck hunting dogs, bird dogs, they have those Kevlar vest.
Oh, yeah.
That they put them on to keep that stuff from happening, folks. Don't do it. So there's my public service announcement. Anywhere.
Kayak, safety never takes a day off.
It never.
How about that?
Never. Never. So, unfortunately, Paddle Fest got canceled.
Oh, I didn't. I never heard anything whether it did or not.
Okay. So I was going to shout out to Mark Bersani and Brad Hicks.
Love them paddle sports.
Drew Gregory. Yeah. Guys, I tell you what, they were relieved it was over and everybody was good and it went kind of without a hitch, I think. We don't know what happened on their side of it, but from my side of it, it was an absolute blast. Challenging fishing for everybody. However, I didn't know where to go when I went down to Schmidt Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
And so I head down Kellogg and I'm down there past Delta. And I'm going, wow, these barbecue places are kicking. Look at all this. You can't find a parking spot with a search warrant, right? No. It was Paddle Fest participation. And I had to find this far-off parking spot and go running, right? There I am running across the field, my American Tackle Pro Staff jersey. Right, not fitting in with anybody down there. It was Tofu Daydreamers and Incense Burners and, like, canoes and tents and teardrop campers. And it looked like they were having a look.
You got this dude running.
And then me. You're like, what's this guy going? But once I got to the stage, there's Brad pulling around the Crescent kayak that they're going to give away to the first place person. So I was excited to see that and be there for support. And I was really excited to see that the people from Paddle Fest, all of those, quote, tofu daydreamers and incense burners, right, were very supportive of the kayak anglers. And they were, it was some of the biggest applause from a crowd. It was like just shy of Bassmasters.
Yeah, really?
You know, so it was cool. So that's Drew Gregory's cool. Up on stage.
Yeah.
And he's announcing, you know, the winners. They bring it up there. And it was a cool turnout. So I hope they do that again next year.
Yeah.
I'm already signed up for it.
I will probably make, you know, a more of a stronger effort next year. I didn't have a lot of time this year. Yeah. It was the inaugural, correct?
Yes. And it was a Friday, one. So
yeah.
They had to do it on a Friday because which they did, because again, Paddle Fest was.
And if you think about it, there's less.
Canceled.
There should be less people around you possibly right now this time of year, because some of the kids have gone back to school. Some of the families, you know, wouldn't be out there like a typical summer Friday, so there'd be less traffic. So that wouldn't be a bad thing to do next year, too.
I saw two people. No, I saw four people, two canoes, on a three-day trip.
Really?
On the Little Miami River, headed to Paddle Fest. There was an old man and two kids
in
the canoe.
Hold on, they'd been on the water for 3 days?
Yeah, and they were traveling to Paddle Fest. That was early in the morning.
Get out of town.
Yeah, so early in the morning, I'm told to go to this spot by an undisclosed informant.
Is this where you submerge yourself?
Yes, okay?
Yeah.
And so I make that commitment, okay? I make the commitment. So the only place I can access the river is a relatively steep little 30 or 40 foot downhill into the water. Water
should
looks
you have just rowed the kayak down to it?
I could have, possibly, because by the time I carried everything down to the water, I had wore pretty good. And again, this is like 5:45 in the morning.
Oh, first thing.
And it was raining slightly already.
Yeah.
So it was already starting to come down. By the time I got everything done, I had wore a nice little muddy path. I'm heading down. Finally got the kayak down in the water. And it's only thing that's holding on. Current's pretty fast right there where I was. And I'm not going to say where I was. Right? I'm cool with protecting spots.
Sure. Well, yeah.
You know me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst thing. Everybody that's in the Little Miami and all these rivers are going, oh, no way. John's going to start fishing the rivers. He tells everybody where he's at, right? Everybody's going, no. Right, so I can.
Where's the generator at Cowan? Palmer told me there was a generator at Cowan.
Where is a generator?
There ain't no generator at Cowan.
Right. So yeah, that's kind of an issue that I have. So I can appreciate keeping it secret. But on that last trip down to the kayak, I hit a slip. And boy, I went down on my butt and I slid down and I went, okay, here I am. I'm going into the water. Okay, I'm going that speed. Like, I can't control myself. Here I am. I'm going to go into the water.
Keys, wallet, phone.
Right?
Like, what's yeah. where they at?
I already did that at the top of the hill.
You got to.
Another veteran.
Yeah, that, you don't play with that.
Another veteran rule. No, checking it right now.
Never.
Let's secure it before. Don't secure it once you get in the kayak.
Wow.
Get that shit together, right? Now, I'm a lake fisherman. Right? But those you know, those river guys are like SEAL Team 6. They got everything.
Clip on.
Everything, right?
They got their dry bags.
No, not me. Not me. Here I am going down the hill, feet first, and I'm thinking, okay, this is probably up to my shins. No, man. I went just boom, man. Almost chest deep. Hit it.
Damn.
Already in current. Had to climb. Good
thing. So you swimming.
I was swimming at full. The tournament hadn't even started.
It wasn't even, the sun wasn't even up yet.
No, it was horrible.
Dude, I bet you were like, damn.
Oh, this is horrible. So adrenaline kicked in.
Sure.
58 years can come out of the water really quick. I was grabbing weeds and I pulled myself up.
Oh, man.
Got up out of there. So I'm wearing my Strictly Sail and Kayak team jersey. It looks great. I even had these pants on. I was so bougie and just, I had these shoes on, right? I'm having fun. This is going to be fun on the river. No, I'm just chicked out.
dog shit. Right. First thing in the morning.
Horrible, man. My jersey was muddy.
At least you're all right, man. Did you have your life jacket on yet?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about pulling that bad boy.
Really?
Because that current's pushing you some rapids really quick.
Oh, you don't play with current.
No. And I was like, oh, no. But I sat there on the bank for about 30 seconds, said, man, I'm not going to bail on this thing now. I'm already wet. Rain's coming. Yep. Let's go ahead and let's go.
It was a good move.
So I went up, didn't catch nothing but that channel cat. Turned around at about an hour and a half up there, just fighting current constantly with that Mirage drive. And it was hard to do even on the iTrek 9, right? Normally that thing scoots up pretty good. That current was pushing. And it was just mud. So I decided to come back, hit that bank, which was challenging because it felt like that water had come up a little bit already.
Yeah.
And I got up out of there. It took me 30 minutes to pack that thing up. I had mud all over my Sonata Hybrid Blue.
So was it just a deep hole? Or was it like a bank?
Yeah, it was a bank going into a deep hole.
Like, what were you fishing as far as the layout? Like,
I was heading back upstream.
Okay.
Into some big, huge rock and boulders that are buried in the water there.
That was the target?
That was my target. Yeah. Nah! Wouldn't happen.
Did you know that when I ran into you, when I looked... A majority of those fish hadn't even been caught until you, about a little bit before you caught yours. So I wonder what would have happened if you'd have stayed.
Right there.
Because I don't think anyone was catching anything until after you got over there about the time that I ran into you. So it's like, whenever they turned on, it was a quick bite. Majority of those fish were caught.
Yeah, I had to get past another set of rapids, which looked easier. From the Google Earth.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that looks like I could drag
it. Always
that.
Looks easy from
space. No, man, yes. When you're 10,000 feet up in the air, it looks so easy.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. That's no problem.
No, it was a half-mile walk. And
thank God they got that measuring tool on Google Earth.
Yeah.
Because you're like, those miles add up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in current.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. So I wasn't going to make it. Got to find a different... Have to come downstream to get to that spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Definitely, that is a spot that you want to get to when you're portaging with somebody and planning that one out. So that's a later date. But I'm glad I changed, got out of that muddy water, and went up to Milford where at least I knew it would be comfortable. Thank you, Mark Bassani, for allowing me to use their location there to stage my stuff up. The water was immediately clear. So I'm like, okay.
Perfect place for an Airbnb, by the way.
You're tough. You know what? Can I tell you about the four kayakers that were there today? I felt sorry for them in a way.
Yeah.
But they were definitely the first Airbnbers ready to go in that location.
Like you said, those people that did that three-day trip, could you imagine someone being able to find that on the map and be like, oh, that's right before you hit the Ohio?
Yeah. Get a little solar shower up there. Got a little Port-a-Johnny, you know, fixed up something like Jungle Gems. It looks, you know, like a Port-a-Johnny.
Brewery right across the river.
Right across, music there.
Yeah.
There's a neighbor there that was playing Neil Young all morning Friday. It was just, he played two records of Neil Young. It was album, too. You could hear it.
Really?
Loud stereo he
had.
That's
pretty cool.
Then he went into Emerson Lake and Palmer. And then he went into Jefferson Airplane, and I was just like, wow, we can't beat this.
I can't get much better than this.
This is great. Oh, hook set.
Wow, catching fish.
It was fun. Just one of the best tournaments. But you're right. An Airbnb right there at that location, Mark Bassani, would be amazing. I know it's got some difficulties in the past and regulations and all that kind of stuff. But, boy, you bougie that thing out inside. Okay, so I'm getting ready to come back into the ramp and get home today. And I look up there, and there is a young lady who's standing there on that ramp, which is actually Mark's private property.
Sure.
The public access ramp is downstream just about maybe 20 feet or 30 feet, but it definitely doesn't look like a convenient spot, and I can see why people no doubt go, oh, okay, there's the ramp, and that's all they think, right? Well, she's up there with four kayaks, right? From the distance, they look like ocean kayak or something like that, and like a Perception or a Pelican or something, but they were definitely loaded down with coolers and all this, but she was way up on top of the ramp. So I'm bringing up the inflatable. I just scoot up there. Things like an Apache helicopter.
This glides.
I step stand up, step right up off the end of it. You know, like, man, this is amazing, right?
Front door service.
Pull it. Oh, it's awesome. I pull it up onto the ramp. She's up there, like, just eating some cheese doodles and looking at me, you know, right? I walk up. I got the keys to the Suburban because I'm going to pull that back, actually, where she's got all the kayaks, where I wanted to put the Suburban, right? And so I walk by there, and I said, man, it's a great day for kayak. And she goes, you catch any fish? And I said, yeah, I did catch some fish. She goes, that's a really cool-looking kayak you got there. I said, yeah, that's an iTrek 9 Hobie. It's cool. I said, hey, I'm going to back the Suburban up right here. So I back the Suburban up, and she's waiting for her friends who portage down the street, right, down river. So they're on their way back, okay? So that's who she's hanging out and waiting for. So I take the iTrek 9 and all my stuff. It's got a 350-pound capacity, by the way. I take all my stuff off of it. By that time, her friends are back, and they're starting to get their stuff together in the kayaks. We start talking about, back and forth as I'm pulling stuff into the Suburban, how cool that would be to be an Airbnb. She goes, oh, we'd be the first customers.
Yeah.
I mean, she was honest, like, you know, and they were like young professionals, you know, out to spend a kayaking weekend, so... There's 2 weekends booked right there, you know, as an example, if you want to do a small study of the demographics and who would be interested in that as an Airbnb.
I think it would stick.
Here's where I started feeling bad. They had to take those kayaks that were loaded down and carry them down that ramp, right? And I knew it was going to be a tough one because it was a little slick in some parts, right? It took two of them.
Down the concrete ramp?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took two of them to carry each one of those kayaks down the ramp, and they were struggling, like loaded down, these kayaks, right? And they get these big old barges down to the bottom, and they are already tired, right? And one of the guys asked me, hey, do you need help carrying yours back up?
he was praying.
He had no clue. I mean,
you said no.
It looks like a chunk of cement laying there until you lift it up with one arm and you put it up over your... And he's like, whoa! And not until then did they realize that, no, this thing's 36 pounds altogether. And so when they see that as they're... carrying these just like monster kayaks with just loads of stuff.
Another thing they asked, why spend all the money on those certain models, makes and models right there? Like, look at how you got off the water smiling and they were getting into the water hating life.
Already.
Like, God. Like,
this is already. Had a hard time getting in the kayaks. Okay. They took them out to waist deep water, so they're already wet. And you know how difficult that is in current to try to, you know, I wanted to video TikTok some stuff because I thought there was going to be some
oh-no's. Why did they do that?
Probably just not, doesn't, you know, could be first-timers out in their kayaks. And yeah, I didn't want to say that, but that's probably what it is. Inexperience of not having the knowledge of what's actually out there with kayaks. You know, people, do your study. Check it out. Research that. You'd be amazed at what kind of kayaks are out there now. But here's what impressed me the most about one of them. I had a cowboy hat on, which I can appreciate any man wants to wear a cowboy hat going down the river. Right? Nice. It was a nice straw Stetson. It looked like maybe like an 8X. It was tight. Right? No PFD. None of them had personal flotation devices. They had plenty of liquid refreshments and coolers, right? But no PFDs. But the guy with the cowboy hat on was putting bicycle gloves on his hands.
Stop it.
On his
Get out of here, man.
On his hands. So,
bro,
so
how did you not get... You saw all this train wreck and you didn't get your phone call?
No, I was like, no, this isn't going down. Is he actually putting on bicycle gloves? Leather, like leather bicycle gloves on his hands. I get some paddle action.
He's building up for speed, man.
Dude was like, he was so Eric Jackson. He was getting all the Eric Jackson he could be anyway.
He was the anchor man.
God bless him. I said a short prayer.
Yeah. I hope they made it all right.
I do too. But Big thanks for Mark Bassani for allowing me to use that, by the way. And then as a public service announcement, that is an officially not a public ramp. The public ramp is just right in front of it. You can see it's like some small, soft river stone that kind of goes down.
Absolutely not. In any case whatsoever, are you ever to wear bicycle gloves?
No. That cowboy hat was cool. I would prefer then a Burt Reynolds style life preserver, like something out of Deliverance, at least something. But you're dying if all you're putting on for safety is some bicycle gloves.
With no PFD?
None. Nobody had PFD.
Wow.
I don't think anybody. If they did, they had them buried.
I'll just swim.
No, you ain't going to. I'll tell you what. It can go really south really quick in the water, can it, when you're flowing water?
It's too late when there's something that happens. It's too late.
It's wet.
It's already. And the chance of something happening, whether you know what you're doing or not, you just want to be prepared. When a situation comes up, you feel a hell of a lot better knowing that your head will be above water.
Yeah.
Versus not.
Yeah.
You know, because I've gone over to do the Upper Gauley over in West Virginia that they release out of the Summersville Dam in the fall. I don't know if anyone's done the Upper Gauley, but it's class 6. There's like 10-foot drops, waterfalls. Right. There's this one set of rapids called Pillow Rock. I can't even describe to you how scary that is. It's a wall of water. And in the morning, we couldn't even see the rapids when we first hit it.
Right.
We did the double upper in the
you
morning.
Hear that.
The fog was so heavy that hear it.
That's
the guy, if he doesn't know what he's doing,
you're dying.
You're dead.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't take that lightly when I say that either. It's because when you see it during the day and they're filming you and whatever, like you're just like, what in the hell was I thinking doing that when the sun wasn't even up yet?
Just a big, huge fog coming up off of it.
And we
you
were
just
in a little,
hear it.
A five man, two, like four paddlers and the guide, and that was it. It wasn't a big, giant raft. It was one of the smaller ones, and it's like, we look like a duck toy. we legit did. We looked like, you know, it could have made us its bitch real fast.
Thank God it was called Pillow Rock.
Yeah.
So we're talking big round monster, just.
And they have the Volkswagen at the end of it. It's a giant. It's another. I mean, it's probably the size of your barn. Is how big this giant rock is.
Oh my God!
And if you don't go around it, the left side, it's the size of it. It looks like a Volkswagen Beetle.
That's what it's shaped like.
Like the old style vans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's like,
So how does people do that in kayaks, man? I couldn't do that. That would scare
me. Eric Jackson is a specimen.
Yeah, he's a freak.
I mean, he has won like world titles for doing that stuff. And
yeah,
hands down, you've got to, that's all upper body. And like, if you flip over, how fast they're able to like shoot back up, like either side, like it doesn't matter which side you fall. And like to see what's coming in front of you, like say you flip, they've got to know to like go like clockwise all the way around and not pop back up the way that they fell. So just take that in consideration as far as twisting that paddle underneath and like your torso twisting it, and it puts you right back on top the other way that you flipped because of, there was a hazard to the coming up to the right.
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine like knowing instinctively to do that?
No. I mean, have you seen Eric Jackson's chest?
No, I haven't asked him.
I saw it. I think you could crack walnuts on that thing.
Oh yeah,
it is
washing
rock
clothes?
Hard.
Yeah, he's always doing stuff like that.
I mean,
he's got his kids all involved
hard.
In it.
Great tan, you know, holding that Apex kayak above his head.
How are those doing?
I don't know. I didn't. They weren't down at ICAST this year. I was hoping to see him, but you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a cool concept. I think the design might look Segway-ish.
It's like an Obligart super yacht on the water.
It looks, you're right.
Seriously, it is. Like, those things are so
I am
nice.
Here to catch all of your fish.
You can't.
Get to the chopper.
It's not gasoline. It's going to take gas. It's water. Float. Underwater. Don't be stupid. Yeah. Come on.
Now, I bet that thing would move out with a motor on it.
Well, yeah, because I saw him down at Seminole, and he pulled it out of the back of his RV, his triple slide.
Yeah.
That's what he launches his kayak in.
Yeah.
As a Prevost, one of those nice. Right.
I know.
What pulls it out of the back, slides it down to the ramp, gets his stuff, and he's already got most of it loaded in there. He was gone. Like, would have smoked anyone with an electric motor. Torquedo
and all upper body, he's paddling. Oh, yeah. And he's not doing no kick, no nothing on it.
He was right, already, so, like, into the sunset going.
I don't know. So the concept, if I had a kick, prop drive, some type of Mirage drive or, you know, motor to it, and maybe it was looked a little different and shaped, had some something in it, the attachments, whatever. You know how we like our gizmos and gadgets. I mean,
I like how the seat would, I think it spun.
It's a 360 design
and
seat.
And the
just
whole back of it was open.
So it's like, just a basic John boat seat.
It's pretty cool.
Basically light, just like the one the Sea Eagle uses in their boats. It's a 360 seat, so you do have that stability of going all the way around. But
I guess it's kind of hard to reach a market with. I mean, how much was that thing?
$10,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money to spend on a...
It is for that kayak angler.
A kayak.
You know, and I don't necessarily have to be a kayak angler. Could be an oligarch. Somebody that's just, yeah, needs one of them on the back of their yacht, yeah. You know. But unfortunately, the market drives the business.
Right.
And if, you know, I don't expect to see them. But I do expect, and don't you, I expect kayaks to be reaching speeds of 20-plus miles an hour.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Jet.
Jet what?
Driven kayaks. Jet propulsion, like jet skis.
You know there's some hillbillies out there that...
That's why I think that.
...have just made one with a flux capacitor on it. You know, feed it lettuce.
Right.
Watch it. Look, crank up some billy strings and take off down the river.
Just put chub in, right, just... What do they call it? The, you know, they're just putting chunks of fish in it.
Chum.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Chumming it up. Runs on spike it. Garlic dip. And glow, also.
Dip and glow. That reminds me of Coming to America. So glow.
Good stuff. Oh, my gosh. Big shout out to Katie and Will Wiles down there at Spike It. Spike It. Check out Spike It Outdoors Facebook page. A lot of fun stuff going on there. Put up some Wally Marshall. I hope you go fishing for crappie. You into crappie?
Is a fat dog heavy?
Yes, everybody says that, don't they?
Yes, they do. I'll have to come up with something different.
Right, yeah.
My bad.
The reaction's the same.
It's crappie. I've never, honestly, since I've started kayak fishing, I've never targeted crappie.
Right.
I don't know why. I catch them.
Okay.
I don't keep them.
This is a personal study of mine. Were you born north or south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Where's that at?
Ohio River, basically.
Oh.
Kentucky, south.
East.
In Ohio?
No, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore? Oh, so you're definitely going to say crappie.
Yeah, right. Crappie.
If you go south of the Mason-Dixon line in Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia,
they have
Florida,
it's
crappie.
Crappie.
It's crappie.
I don't even know what to call it.
Right, it's crappie, crappie.
Crappie.
It depends on where you're at.
Tomato, tomato.
You know, if you're sitting, if you're with Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, you know.
Wally Marshall. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He can't go with Mr. Crappie, though. Wow. That's so he does go with Mr. Crappie.
I didn't realize they did crappie tournaments.
Yeah, $300,000 tournament this year. It's within a few weeks, I think, in Branson, Missouri.
Like, what do they do? Like, overall, like, five fish limit?
Measuring them up. Yep. Measuring those crappie up.
Crappie hang out in giant schools. How the hell do you get to the biggest ones?
You just do it. Well, how do you do it? You put on Mr. Crappie Spike It, dip and glow markers.
Little white hair jigs. And
he's got great color markers now. New products. They're amazing. Woo, smells like...
Chip.
Hotchicken.com.
Hotchicken.com.
He was great. I was really blessed to have some time with Wally Marshall. Mr. Crappie himself. Not Mr. Crappie. He might say crappie, but he's not Mr. Crappie. He's Mr. Crappie, that's for sure. So let's get to the river here in the next few days or so. Yeah. You're into that.
Yeah.
I'm headed up to New York and Pennsylvania, ooh, delivering some kayaks. I'm going up to Alpine somewhere in New York. Halfway up New York.
The Poconos. I don't know where they're at. They're up there.
Poke my nose up there.
There you go.
And then on the way back, dropping off a couple kayaks the next day in Pennsylvania on the way back. So I'm going to look for some new water holes up there.
That's an overnight.
It is going to be an overnight. Yeah, I'll be
it's
staying
at the Motel. Drive.
I don't go Motel 6. I usually spring for like a Motel 5 and a half.
They'll leave the lights on.
Some they flicker sometimes because they need to change a bulb, but they do make an effort.
Yeah,
I'll say that. Yeah. But I'm really getting familiar with driving up through Pennsylvania. It was beautiful up
there. You should stop and hit the Susky, man.
I'm gonna may just put that iTrek 9 inflatable in there
because
it's so
doing.
Easy.
Yeah,
you know, check that out in stock. Strictly Sale, Inc.com. Check them out. What's in stock? They got hundreds. You said there's more coming, dozens.
I think so.
Dozens.
Yeah.
Did they put a shout out? Trailers are coming?
No, I just got
trailers
on the inside.
Okay. So I don't think that they have any more iTrek 9 inflatables in stock. I think that I am actually on the last one. They do sell those as demo models, though. It's an amazing kayak. So if you want one bad enough, it's here. I'll clean that bad boy up, and Brian will give you a discount on that bad boy. It does have a few little pinholes in it. But that's the nature of that beast. So you want to be careful. I know that Courtney Bennett has been really... There's another person that likes to collect pinball machines. So I know Courtney has been interested in the iTrek 9, and it's highly recommended. That's for sure.
Who's this, Bennett?
Courtney, she's one of the local kayak fishermen, and she collects pinball machines too. So she was interested in the iTrek 9 inflatable. Thinking whether or not she wants
to. I'm still yet to get on one, so maybe I'll have to, when we do the river, if we do a river trip.
Let's pull that 11 out. I think Brian's got an 11. Did I just say that?
Like so casually. Let's pull that thing out.
He's got an 11.
So I think he's got those in stock, and there's even a 14.
Really?
Yeah. Right? Pretty sure.
I don't know.
And there's definitely a 4-seater Fiesta up there.
Man.
That thing's amazing. There was somebody on Facebook today wanting to do a little bargain with that.
Really?
They had like an iTrek 11 that was just a few trips old, and they said
they
came.
I can see some people with some weekend lake house.
That's what they kids.
Yeah, and putting together on it like the 4th of July and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They would love that thing.
Yes. It was a party boat. And unfortunately, I had the mariachi band lined up.
I know.
These guys drove all the way up. I think they were performing down in Knoxville, some barbecue festival. But they drove all the way up here. They were ready to perform. But Miguel, the trumpet player, was watching the radar like a dog because he, something about a lightning strike in Laredo, and he hadn't been the same since. And he knew that storm was coming in. So he was, I think he was pretty excited that they actually canceled it. No. He was going, no. And I couldn't convince him that the rubber raft was going to save him. He didn't believe that. So, but anyway, we had to cancel. So it is a slightly used Fiesta. It is slightly used.
Well, you need to get on that thing.
Yeah. It's fine. So it's a 4-seater Hobie. It's big and wide.
Who steers? Who's got the rudder control?
Whoever wants it. I think that can go to anybody who wants it.
There you go.
Dad wants to sit up, port forward. He's the man. Mom's over on starboard right, just like driving a car. Kids in the back.
I like it.
You know, you got backseat drivers too, so you can just put that. It goes to each one of those little Hobie seats. That's detachable, so you can got a beach seat there. I mean,
nice.
It's cool. You can also pull that thing behind, like maybe a not a fast moving boat, but you know, probably a boat that'll pull you a little bit.
Oh yeah.
That. You know, maybe a little cruise up the little lazy river down there, and
some of those bars on the Ohio. Those little I don't know. I always see these giant creek channels going up off of the Ohio. There's marinas around them. It would be kind of cool.
We got to get up around Eagle Creek. Isn't it Deer Creek and Eagle Creek up there?
Indianapolis?
No, up toward Ripley, Ohio. upriver in Ohio.
Oh, I don't know.
That's, we need to get up there, Brandon.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do.
Well, hey, man. LittleMiamiOutfitters.com.
Yes, sir.
What's on sale?
All the rods.
Everything. Every all the rods. That beautiful rod, the 7.2 spin caster rod.
And beautiful. I've actually got new guides. Everyone's having a problem getting Fuji guides. Japan's just not making, they're just not producing a lot of them.
Right.
As what they were, there's no volume there because they blame it on COVID. But so everything's, you know, there's 6 month waiting lists for Fuji guides, certain ones. So they'll be out though.
Right.
When they get in.
How's American Tactical treating you? They got things in stock that you need.
Always good people.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and do you do your private label, like you've done that through them, or do you just use some of the components?
They do offer that.
Right.
They do, is another phase of commitment in their business. They do offer that self labeling, I think is what they call it.
Private label.
Yeah, private label. But if you've already got that kink worked out, you don't need it. But the thing about American Tackle is, they cut out the middleman altogether. They're their own entity of, like a force to be reckoned with. They do it all. Like there's no anyone dropping the ball because you're just dealing with the one person, and then they shoot the telegram, and it's done.
Right. Yes.
You know, there's no.
They streamline that part and help you.
They got to figure it out. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed. That's for sure. So we got some exciting news coming up from American Tackle, but I can't turn the town crier loose on that yet. So we got some things that need to be
finalized. Some big news?
But yeah, some big news coming out of Oviedo, Florida.
There you go.
You know there's chickens that run loose there in that.
They're having a python party, hunting party down there right now. As many pythons as you could get for like a lot of money till like August 15th or something like that. They're killing 20-foot pythons down there.
Yeah, no way.
They're eating deer, alligator, they're eating everything. Yeah. So they're the governor's...
They'll swallow one up, and it takes about 5 minutes to swallow a whole deer. Swallows
it. Would you hunt one of those at night?
Hell no!
That's the time you're supposed to do it.
I don't want to think about it.
At night, you got to go...
You just like spotlight
it? I don't know, man. I guess. I'm like, there is no... snake prevent bite boot. Them damn things will grab a hold of you. And
not like a wrap around you. And your buddy's not going to be able to pull
it. Like, oh no. And like throw a twig at it and try and hit it on the
Barney, help me.
Get off of me.
Barney, help me.
Get off of him.
Grandma.
You big dummy. Get off of him.
Grab the guns.
You know the head goes first.
Oh, they just.
That thing doesn't want to hear you screaming off like of a him. Baby.
Billy's on him again. Jump in that damn Ranger and take off. You're like, bruh.
No way.
Yeah.
We lost Billy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Lost him.
I wouldn't hunt those things.
Hell no. But, you know, there's the state, Florida. So, yeah, some big news coming out of Florida. Can't wait to talk about that more in detail.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, man. It's going to be fun. Big shout out again to Westside Brewery. Thank you so much for bringing the brews. Really appreciate it.
It's pretty good.
Westside, if you're in the Westside, drop in. Sure. Have the pineapple.
Gosh.
G-O-S-E. How do you do that? It's a German thing.
Good eye.
Yeah, that's the good word.
That's
that.
All I say. Where was that?
Oh, my
God. Good eye, Mike.
Hey, big shout out to Strictly Sail and Kayaks. Thank you so much for the support. Really do appreciate it here. John Graves, Kayak Fishing, and Brandon Palmer, Little Miami Outfitters. Thank you so much.
Too,
really
brother.
Do appreciate that. Best of luck to the Hobie World team.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we got Christine Fisher, we got Ryan Lambert,
Perch and Pike, huh?
And Ron Champion, Eric Siddiqui,
or something like that.
Jordan
Marshall.
Marshall,
yeah.
Right? Studs of fishing, Pike. Okay, Sweden, they're fishing for Pike, and you know who's got her hand on Pike? I said her.
Yeah, she's probably already dialed in on the. The business over there. So she's probably going to tear him up.
Yeah. Eric Siddiqui made a quick stop in Amsterdam. He probably got dialed in on some other business over there. You know, but good luck to Eric. Prior to Beachmont, we'll be rooting for you. Eric's like the lone quiet assassin.
P. He's the Bassmaster champion.
He is. I mean, he's think about that.
Yeah, he won. It's like the classic of kayak fishing.
He has taken Hobies, Bassmasters. He goes over and takes the Hobie Worlds. Eric would probably spend the rest of his life just fishing out of a kayak and enjoying it.
He probably will anyways.
Right.
I mean, I would. If I won just in about every division there was, won it.
Yeah.
Except the TOC. He hasn't won that. Right?
Right.
No, there's only been two.
Right. Yeah, so. Best of luck to Eric.
Yes, sir.
Part of Beachmont. Win that thing, man.
Fun running into him.
Baby doll will sell you a house. You can get out of that apartment on Beachmont. Right?
There you go.
I see his truck parked there all the time. Like there's Eric's truck. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, good stuff. So, thanks a lot. American Tackle. Check them out. American Tackle Angler Products. They have some rods on sale. The Toxic Apocalypse Bio, or it would be the Microwave Rod Series. They have them on sale. Normally, they're like $130, $140 retail, something like that. $60.
Nice.
That's not bad, you know, for a it's a nice spin casting rod. And it's got all the components on there that American Tackle delivers, like the Microwave Guide, award winning.
Sweet.
And check out the merch, too. Got some retail and word on the street that American Tackle might be seeing more retail out there. And I really hope that happens.
Ooh.
Think about this. Okay. One last thought before we depart. Guggen Baits, whether you're a fan of Guggen Baits or not, their marketing is outstanding.
Yeah.
You're seeing it everywhere.
It's the only thing that business drives on.
Right. And some of their baits work, some of their baits don't. But they got the swag. Now they got the rods. They got the baits. They got some terminal tackle. So literally a kid. And I think that the demographic's going to steer in this direction, just as every one of those movements have. Kids growing up love to define themselves with a click, and they will become the Guggen Squad, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're marketing to out of the mystery tackle box. Now, is there any other...
Sixth Sense.
Do they have the same thing?
They're different than Guggen's, though. Their platform is completely... But their YouTube, they're big on YouTube as well.
Right.
But they don't give, you know, their target is not what Guggen's is after.
Right. Now, with Guggen, here's what I'm saying, and maybe Sixth Sense does it. Literally, a kid can go out and have every piece of thing that he is using made by that company.
They're close.
Right.
They do the pliers.
Right.
They do the storage.
Right.
They do line.
Yeah.
I don't think they do reels.
Right.
But they obviously do the rods.
Right.
And they got, I don't know who runs Catchco Company, Lure Baits,
right.
Tackle, but they have some partnership with them, so they're always filling their mystery tackle box and all that.
Yeah.
Is Carl's Baits or something
yeah,
like that?
Right.
They're all in it together somehow. You know, and they're all scratching all each other's backs.
Right. Because
if you notice, anyone that's doing mystery tackle box, like Scott, like anyone that's in Elites, they've got something to do with all of it,
right.
As marketing goes.
Right.
So,
can you think of any other fishing business out there that can provide somebody with everything?
No, not off the top of my head.
Think about this.
American Tackle is probably going to
think
be
about
there.
It. American Tackle's got the backpack. It's got the pro jerseys. It's got the rods. It's got the reels. It's got the lines. It's got the jerk baits. It's got the shallow crankbaits. It's got the terminal tackle.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the pliers. It's got the hats. It's got the shirts. Literally.
Yeah.
I think American Tackle might stand right now as being one of the maybe the business.
They don't even do that yet, and they're already bigger than those other companies.
Thank you, got it. I'm getting chills.
So if you, like, let's just say you wanted to, they're like, oh, well, we also offer components. So if you want to build your own rod,
yeah,
build it. Oh, who else does that?
Right.
Sorry, gangsta. Nobody.
Right. Right. Isn't that amazing?
Like
I just thought of that kind of
completely
little...
build a rod from start to finish.
I think that's amazing because I'm into that marketing stuff, and I really, you know, that drives the fishing business, whether we like it or not, you know. And But I thought about that today, thinking of Guggen, and because I do like some of their, you know, I like the rattling chunks and stuff. That kind of works out for me. I love the smell. They should make an air freshener, and for the car, I would just, I love it.
I'm glad that they don't make a smallmouth bait because their plastics have so much salt in them.
Yeah.
A smallmouth, largemouth even tear them up.
Yeah, that's, they don't last long.
No.
And they don't necessarily work well with the fix allure from Spike It.
Oh, really?
It kind of eats it up a little bit, so you got to be careful with that. But there you go. Big shout out to American Tackle Angler Products. Check it out for yourself, man. I'm not kidding you. You could just go nuts, and you could just be tricked out with nothing but American Tackle gear the next time you go fishing. I can't wait. Those days are just right around the corner, Brandon. Oh, my God.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it, man. Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for showing up.
Yeah, man.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Bam.
We out.
We out. John Graves Kayak Fishing for myself. And Brandon Palmer from Little Miami Outfitters, over and out.
Peace.